Thank you for calling Great Plains North American. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For inquiries about services, an estimating appointment, or to speak with a move coordinator, please dial 2 now. For crew or driver operations, please dial 3 now. For all other matters, please dial 4 now. To hear our
Great Plains Moving and Storage.
Yeah, I was hoping to speak with Michael.
Matt, tell him who's calling.
Yeah, it's Mark with Bank of Cardiff. I just missed his phone call a few minutes ago.
Okay, hold one moment. You said Mark with who?
With the Bank of Cardiff.
Okay, hold one moment.
Right, thank you.
Thank you for calling us today and for your patience while holding.
Mike Berman.
Hey there, Mike. This is Mark with Bank of Cardiff. Sorry, I missed your phone call.
Okay. Yes, I was responding to a voice message, I guess, you left. I'm not too sure how you found us or what generated it. I'm not familiar with Bank of Cardiff. Are you guys on the internet under a different name or a subsidiary of another bank?
Oh, yeah. We're our own bank. We're a private business lender, and our name is actually Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, so that might be why it was hard to find.
Oh, I-F-F. Okay.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's very hard to say on the phone correctly.
Got it. Okay. Your call may be timely. I don't know. I'm in the middle of refinancing a commercial mortgage on our Colorado Springs warehouse. And as part of that package with the three banks that are looking at this, I had also requested, there's quite a bit of equity in the building, and we are operating without a working line of capital, line of credit. And our revenues grew 10% last year and are on track for 15% this year. And it's just, the growth is just a little bit difficult to handle without an LOC. So need to quit squeezing my vendors, get them caught up, get an LOC firmly in place. And so I'm right smack in the middle of, it's a little bit more than what you mentioned, letting the banks look at they're calling it, I guess you'd call it a HELOC. You get a commercial mortgage, and then they put this working line on top of that I can come and go from. The being typical banks, they will worry that over the next probably 2 to 3 months while they fiddle around to give me a proposal. And frankly, I would just as soon pull that back from them and just let them deal with the regular commercial mortgage refinance and seek the funding elsewhere. And so I probably would listen to any proposals you might have for us. I did connect with an old vendor that had approached me in February. Fundera is an online aggregator that puts your request for proposal in front of a number of institutions, and we may or may not hear back for the amounts I requested, but we'll see.
What are the amounts that you're looking for?
So I was looking for $300,000 is what I put out there for the lenders, $350,000 with some of the larger lenders. We will be doing between $7.5 and $8 million in revenue this year. So, you know, when I sit down with my team of outside folks and we sort of project the year, they really felt that it needed to be about a $300,000 line. I'm nowhere near needing to deal with that amount, but I guess capacity is one thing everybody is always concerned about.
Okay, and you're saying that you're needing it for another warehouse altogether, or
No, so no, just for the business enterprise. I mean,
we have
two locations, and one of them is in a facility that we own, and therefore it's time to refinance its commercial mortgage. And as part of that package, I'm requesting that the three lenders that are currently reviewing that also tie a request for an LOC that's tied to the equity in the building to that. So whether or not they do that, I don't know. It's out there. I'm waiting for responses.
Mm, okay. And when is your time frame looking like for when you would want this?
Actually, we're looking for the next 2 to 3 weeks to put at least the initial LOC in place and have it operational.
Okay. I mean, how long have you been considering doing this stuff? Is this a recent development, or have you kind of been building on this for a while now?
No, it's the cycle of the business that I always have gone through every year this time. And I project it actually in August of the year prior. We determined that we would need an LOC of $150,000 in January, and then another $200,000. Well, it started out at $150,000 as well for the end of March time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Summer is our busy season, and it really kicks off by mid-April. So that's the reason
okay.
in our particular business. But with the large military contracts we were awarded this year, that 150 had to change to first to 200 and then up to 300 to get started. So that's what I put the request in for.
Okay.
I think
right.
you mentioned over the phone 250, and I'm not sure how you arrived at that or what you saw in our business to lead you to that conclusion. But, you know, if that's where you folks come in, I would certainly consider looking at that.
Well, it's more or less a soft number. It's actually, well, it depends on what you're looking at. If we're looking at like a working capital loan, that's going to be based more on your annual sales. And if you're saying, you know, 7.5 to 8 million, it's usually roughly 10 to 15% of what your top line is. So, I mean, at that point, we'd be getting, you know, plenty more than what you're actually asking for.
Yeah, I don't want more.
I
know what we need, and that's it.
Oh yeah, so exactly. So if you're saying you're looking for 300 to 350, that would be, you know, as far as this is concerned, very doable. Yeah, the 250 was just a soft number. We didn't actually, you know any of your, like, you know, top line or anything like that. So yeah, do you have an idea of what your return on investment would be on this?
Yeah, our EBITDA tends to run at about 85% of revenue. I mean, it's a 15% margin, so on EBITDA. So, you know, that's if we're doing, let's say, let's take the lower number, 7.5 million for 2016 times a 15% margin. You know, that puts us in at, well, that on this, that puts us in at what, 113? 1.13 on the EBITDA. So, but it won't be that large, I can tell you that. It'll be
okay.
More. By the time you get done chewing it up, it really, EBITDA for me typically is $400,000 to $500,000 a year.
Okay.
I can't imagine it's going to do something like that. It certainly increases as my revenues are less, but as you're never as efficient as revenues grow.
Right, right. Just out of curiosity, what happens if you don't get the financing in time? Do you have any sort of plan B in place for that?
No. Well, my plan B's, and it is sort of a week-to-week process. You know, the receivables get turned harder and harder and harder, and and the vendors get stretched out more and more, and I hate to do that to that to payables. We have a pretty tight group of vendors we work with. They have a similar cycle to mine. We're all familiar with each other and very supportive. So it works, but it's not fair. I need to do my banking with bankers and not with with vendors.
Right, right. Well, I mean, from what you're telling me here, it sounds like you'd be interested in potentially a working capital financing. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, before the recession, we always had a working line of capital.
Oh, okay, okay.
That got shut down in about 2006,
mm-hmm.
and has not happened since then.
Oh, okay. I mean, that working capital and equipment financing are what we specialize in, so that's like particularly our bread and butter. So what I can do is I can put something together and send you an email, and we could put in an application just to get an idea of what you qualify for, what the terms and all that stuff would be, and you can just hold on to that and take a look, see if that fits for you. The application usually stays open for 30 to 90 days depending on it, so it's something you can sit there, look at, keep in mind, and just kind of compare to what you're currently working with. Does that sound like something you would want to do?
Yeah, you can certainly welcome to send it. I'm getting proposals from the others, so I'm happy to work with a little less traditional bank lender. And in fact, I am right now. So it's okay.
Okay, sounds good. Do you have an email that I could send that stuff to?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Send it to Mike Mike dot Berman B as in boy M as in Mary A-N at, I'll give you the letters here, G P M S mail.com. And so the first four letters are George Paul Michael Sam, gpmsmail.com.
Okay. Gotcha. So Mike.Berman at gpmsmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll put something together and I'll send it over to you. And we'll just need the standard stuff. It's a one-page application, so we'll, need that filled out. And then 6 months bank statements, the most recent tax return. And do you folks take credit cards for your clients?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very much so. And in fact, I'm looking for a new merchant bank. Do you folks do that?
I would have to check in with that for you. I'm not 100% on that. But
not in the, okay. I knew that now that you mentioned Cardiff, I thought they had a merchant arm, but that's okay. I'll look it up on the internet.
Okay.
So yes, we do take credit cards. And,
okay. So then we'll
a substantial amount of our business is paid by credit card.
Okay. Okay. So we'll need 4 months of merchant statements as well for that, the most recent ones. But it'll all be in that email what the list is, and we have a really quick turnaround. I mean, granted, it's the weekend, so we're going to be out. But we usually have about a 24-hour turnaround for getting you an answer on what we can do for you.
Okay, that'd be fine.
All right, and when would it be a good time to follow up with you?
I'll look at this frankly be able to. Everything's in PDF format, so you'll have the application actually by my close of business day. It just doesn't take me very long.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe if you want to follow up Monday, or whenever you have a chance to look at it, that's fine.
Okay, great. So yeah, I'll put something in here to give you a call on Monday, and yeah, we can go from there.
All right, thank you much.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank you very much, Mike.
Bye.
Bye. Mm-hmm. Bye.